Blog Talk Radio.
Citizens Against Terrorism does not support or oppose any political candidate or party. The commentator's guest, host, and caller's comments are the personal views and not necessarily the views of Citizens Against Terrorism. We do welcome opposing views. We ask that it is kept civil, and that's all we ask. Welcome to American Patriots Have Responded. I'm your host, Bill Moss. Yesterday, we brought up an activist group, an organization named Move On. Today, I want to share with you what we have discovered so far about this organization. I wanted, first of all, to get Deborah to join us now with the history of how MoveOn.org got started. I think she might be having some communications problem. Deborah, can you hear me? If you can't hear me, Deborah, please hang up and call the 515-605-9359 number. You're not showing on the board, and I cannot hear you. Okay. Well, we wait on Deborah to call in. I want to talk to you a little bit about this MoveOn.org. We spoke about it the other day, yesterday. It came up in the radio show yesterday. MoveOn.org, as I said, is a multifaceted group in this movement to try to destroy our country. I'm going to stop right there. Deborah's here. I want her to give us a little bit of the history of how this MoveOn.org got started.
Okay.
Hello, Deborah.
Hi, everyone. Bill, hello. Okay, can you hear me okay on my... I'm not calling on our special equipment, so I hope you can hear me okay on the phone.
Yes, we can hear you.
Great. Just move on. I think you're on to something with this organization. It appears this is the pioneer organization. It is the creme de la creme pioneer organization of all organizations. Back in 1998, when the Clinton impeachment was in full swing, two people, Joan Blades and Wes Boyd, got onto the newfounded internet that was just coming on the scene strong, and they emailed a few friends, but they didn't expect what happened next. And I'll tell you, within days, these two realized that their petition success, it was a small sampling at the internet's potential. They saw that the hundreds of thousands of concerned Americans, toward their cause, to help the Clinton impeachment to work out favorably, I believe, for the Clintons or for Bill Clinton. They signed petitions. They went crazy. From there, in the years that followed, they were the leading organization that already had a foothold in this digital world that was just growing by leaps and bounds. They innovated. They used tactics and advocacy and elections, and they shifted power, and they started organizing more and more groups, and they had ran phone banks, things that weren't even thought of, kind of like FedEx was for the post office when they started moving packages that quick. So that's what kind of I see. You could take it from there. But the bottom line is they went on in 2006 to start the influential Caught Red-Handed to get the Democrats to, and I'm not being partisan, this was a partisan movement, it turned out to be, but not me. I'm just giving the facts here. They have supported such people as Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, President Obama. They are now involved in the resistance movement, which is really, Bill, you're onto something, but I'm telling you, it's just a teeny seed. It's a needle in a haystack. There are literally probably thousands of organizations that are nesting inside of these bigger organizations that we can see. That's all I got for you today, and you take it from there.
All right, Deborah. Thank you for the information, and I'll let you return now to the investigation. I know that's what you're working on, but I wanted to get you on because you know that history of that group better than I do, and I appreciate you taking the time out to jump on and just give us a little bit of insight. So I'll let you go now. God bless you, and keep up the good work. Our investigative team is doing a great job, and they work into the night every night and all day long sometimes. So we need to be grateful for such dedicated volunteer individuals as yourself. So you have a great night.
Thank you, Bill. Well, have a good show, and bye, everybody. Thanks a lot.
We plan on it. Okay. I've got the base file here in front of me for this organization, MoveOn.org. We found out how they started and what they, you know, what they represent. I meant to ask Deborah, but as far as I can tell, they have never represented any candidate that, and I could be wrong. If I am, I'd like to know, and I'll correct that. But from what we have found so far, they've never represented any candidate that was an independent or a Republican. Like she said, it's not supposed to be a partisan organization. But when you lean to one side and one side only, when you only call out one side, then I'll leave it with you to figure that out. But anyway, this is coming from Joella Fishman of the Communist Party USA. She says, Move On collaborates with Indivisible. Remember that organization from last night? Working Families. That's another one that was on our list that we read the first night. And People's Action, who was also on that list. Now, like I said, we're tying these organizations together. We're showing where they tie together and how they're working together in this attempted coup, not on a political party, not even on a political candidate, but on the Constitution and the United States of America. This is a one-world government movement. They want it to be communist. They want it to be Marxist. They want it to be ruled by an iron fist, okay? And they want to be the ones with the fist. We'll just make it straight and hard and right out to the point. If we let this go on, we're going to be living under the thumb of tyrants. And I believe it was Thomas Jefferson that said, the tree of liberty must sometimes be watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants alike. I believe that's exactly how the quote goes. You can look it up. It's pretty close. We're already seeing bloodshed in the streets. We're seeing officers killed. There's a $30,000 bounty on police officers paid for by these organizations. Patriots have bounties on their heads as well. We know this. We've been in the street. We know what it's like. You're not seeing the stories, folks, on the news that's really happening. You've got to go to alternative places. You have to go on the internet. You have to look for the live feeds, and then you can see the true destruction, the true mayhem, the true murder, the true assaults, the true arson, the true looting. You will see it. These are not peaceful demonstrations. Okay. The following is an email that was sent to someone I know about anti-racism and allyship. It states that we are launching a live stream event series for our collective members to discuss the political and cultural significance of the Black Lives protests. This series will focus on educating and organizing our membership to be stronger allies and fully embrace a stance of anti-racism. Okay, excuse me. They keep talking about anti-racism. I want to talk to you about anti-racism. Anti-racism means no racism either direction. These people are not anti-racist that's in our streets. these people that they've organized, these people that belong to these organizations, they are not anti-racist. We heard on the presidential debate, you know, are you going to denounce the Klan? Are you going to denounce the poor, the Proud Boys? Okay, well, let's look at this. What about we denounce the radical wing of Black Lives Matters? What about we denounce the Black Panthers, who have traditionally been racist? What about we denounce Louis Farrakhan? What about we denounce Jesse Jackson? And, oh, brother, let's denounce brother Al Sharpton, who owes $4.5 million in taxes and has never paid them. But yet they get out and they beat these race baiter drums. You know what? Black people can be racist the same as white people. So can red people. So can yellow people. For all I know, the Blue Fugates down in Kentucky could be racist. I don't know them. But I'm not going to sit here and call them one just because, you know, they're different. But that's what's happening. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe me that these are racist organizations, I challenge you. Any weekend, especially during the weekend, to come to Louisville, Kentucky and walk down the streets between on Jefferson Street between 5th and 6th. The city has surrendered that block to them. They've surrendered that park to them. And they will call you every racist name under the sun just because you're light-skinned. Okay? They will threaten your life. They may attack you. They may kill you. But these are the anti-racists. What we were told when we was there, Louisville belongs to the blacks. Get the hell out. Now, if that's not racist, you tell me what racist is. Okay, I'm from Louisville. I'm from Louisville. That was my hometown. And I tell you what, it has changed. It has changed drastically. And these organizations like these right here is what has changed it, folks. Yes, these are what has changed it. Okay? So don't believe this anti-racism narrative that you're hearing, because it is reverse racism. This is reverse racism. This is when the minority begins to be racist toward the majority. And by the majority, I'm not talking about just white people. They're that way toward the brown people. They're that way toward the yellow people. They think the only color that exists now should be black. Okay? And then you've got these little Teletubby-looking guys with their heads shaved, little purple fluffs of hair on top of their head, and these girls with 14,000 body piercings and tattoos that look terrible. All their skin looks just like milk. They've probably been in their mother and father's basement for years. They're Antifa, which, by the way, the president, thank God, did declare the Ku Klux Klan a terrorist group today. And I thought he had already, but he had not evidently declared Antifa a terrorist group. But he did today. So when they catch them, they're terrorists. And when they catch them as terrorists, they can automatically lock them up and hold them on federal charges. And these cities that's letting them go cannot do it anymore. They're not going to be able to do it anymore. And if they do, the ones that's responsible will be charged with aiding and abetting a terrorist, is my bet. That's what we need in this country. Okay, if we can get the terrorist off the street, and then we can start, the next thing I want to see is I want to see the radical wing of Black Lives Matter declared terrorist. Because the Black Lives Matter movement tries to be a peaceful organization, and when they are, I support their First Amendment right. But when you got ones like was on the Martha McCollum show back of this on Fox News, and they stand up and they say, we're putting together a militia to hunt down and kill police officers. When they stand up on national TV now, they said this, and they also said, we're going to burn the whole system down. We're going from town to town. We're going to burn her down. Well, they didn't say it that nicely. I'm trying to be good and not use that word they used like I've been doing, but you done heard it enough. You know what they said. Okay, I want to give you a list of the co-sponsors. I hope you've got a pen and paper, because I want you to go on And I want you to be able to go back. I want you to be able to check these organizations out yourself, because I want you to know we are telling you the truth. We're telling you exactly what we got. We've got this stuff on hard copy. What I've got here tonight, I'm sharing with you, come right off of moveon.org. And I've made it my base file for this organization. Okay, here are their co-sponsors. NARAL, whatever that is. PCCC is another one. Indivisible, we talked about that. We've done talked about it tonight. We talked about it last night. Ultraviolet, that's another one. Next Gen. Bend the Arc. Supermajority. Daily COS, KOS. The Congressional, listen to this, the Congressional Progressive Caucus Center. The Congressional Progressive Caucus Center. Chew on that for a minute. Planned Brotherhood Action, Parenthood Action Fund. Here we go again, Planned Parenthood. They got their hands in everything, don't they? If it's not out killing the babies, then they're out trying to cause trouble in the streets. So that's what your tax dollars are going for. And I'm going to tell you right now, we got in Kentucky, we've got Al Rogers to thank for part of that, because he is funding, he is saying, you know, he's pro-life, he's this, that, and other, but he'll sign them darn bills every time. He signs them bills every time to let them have their money. And I'm sick of it. And Hal, you should be ashamed of yourself, okay? Demos. The Sierra Club. There's another one. Look that one up if you want to look something up. Look up the Sierra Club. Seems I remember some things about them. We will be investigating them. Working Families Party. Care in Action. A lot of these is on that list I gave you the other day, and some of them are not. Ballot Initiative Strategy Center. Center for International Policy. Oh, wait a minute. Why are we worried about international policy? Oh, I'll tell you why we're worried about international policy, because this is going worldwide. We're not the only country under attack right now, folks. This is a cancer eating at the fabric of not just the United States, but at the world. This ties in again to the UN, international policy, Agenda 21, Agenda 3030. We're going to get to Agenda 3030 in a little bit. For our future, Freedom Forward, Friends of the Earth, another green type place, organization, National Women's Law Center, REPAR, STTE Voices, the Wilderness Society, and Win Without War. That would be nice. But they're already saying that after the first of the year to expect a civil war. So you can buy that if you want. Although MoveOn.org, Civic Action, and MoveOn.org, Political Action, share a joint web page. It states that they're separate organizations. If you're MoveOn.org and MoveOn.org, it looks like they would be branches, not separate. I may be wrong, but that doesn't sound right. And then there's the Close the Camps, hashtag Close the Camps. Move on, states in here, Close the Camps on Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. If you remember that, hard left groups moved on, MoveOn.org, United We Dream, American Friends, Service Committee, and Families Being Together. Belong together, sought to mobilize protests across the country in front of congressional offices to demand the closure of inhumane immigrant detention centers that subject children and families to horrific conditions. Well, if you look at the history of these detention centers, they were not this administration's making. They were made in the past administration's making. A lot of the pictures they show of the people that are there in government were people that were under the previous administration walking through these detention centers, okay? Now, we got laws in this land that says if you come in this land illegally, you broke the law and you'll be detained and deported. These organizations are part of the open borders movement. They don't want borders on our countries. They want to be able to just anybody go and do anything they want anywhere. And when you do that, you open the door for trouble. And so what they're trying to do is force unlimited immigration without checking or anything. This is, you know, playing on the guys that is for the children and families, when in fact they don't give a rat's butt about these families. They don't give a rat butt about Black Lives Matter. You can take a look at every time they're promised this and they're promised that, and they vote a certain way because they get a promise of a cell phone, or they get a promise of better neighborhoods, or they get a promise of this, or they get a promise of that. Soon as that election's over, they're forgot about for four more years, and then it's a new promise. And they keep the uneducated and poorly educated and the educated ignorant crowd by telling them, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that. Now we're going to give you communism, and it's going to be a utopia. There'll be food, there'll be clothing, there'll be anything you want. Just let us rule your life. Well, we've seen it work in Venezuela. We've seen how it works in Ukraine. We've seen how it works in Cuba. We've seen how it works in Russia and so many other places in this world. And if you want to stand on a bread line and you want to wait to feed your family for 4 or 5 hours in a bread line to get a loaf of bread and maybe a quarter pound of butter for the day, and that's what you want to feed your family, whether you got 4 or 10 kids or whatever you got, is a loaf, one loaf of bread to share among you, then, you know, go ahead and follow these organizations. And, you know, that's what communism's about. So if that's what you want, you need to follow it. But if you don't, you need to start getting up. You need to start standing up. You need to get out in the streets with us. You need to get out and get a hold of your politicians. You need to tell them you don't want this. You want to stop. You want to stop now. You want this violence in the streets stopped. You're tired of your towns getting tore up. Your state's getting messed up. You're tired of the fires. And you need to tell them put an end to it. You need to call the White House, tell the president, and say, look, I'm behind you if you bring in the guard. I'm behind you if you, you know, do what you got to do. If you got to declare the Insurrection Act of 1945 to put an end to this violence, I'm willing. But you got to do something, and we've got to put pressure on all of them. The close of camps thing, I mean, it's just it was organized by people across the country, supported by a number of organizations. Some of the organizations that supported them are I'm getting ready to give you. They were partners in the initiative. Five Calls, About Face, Veterans Against War, ACLU. Well, there's a good one. We know how that goes. Action Together Network. You know, ACLU used to defend everybody, but now they have become a left-wing organization. You try to call them and tell them that you're a white person that's been discriminated against, and you see where it gets you with them. Active Labs, Advancement Project National, Americans for Democratic Action, keyword Democratic, Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance, Blue Future, Border Patrol Victims Network, Brazilian Workers Center, Buddhist Action Now, Carroll Gardens Association, Casa Freehold, Center for Law and Social Policy, Center for Popular Democracy Action, CHISPA, League of Conservation Voters, CTZNWELL, whatever that is, Daily Kos, there that one is again, KOS, Democrats.com, that's interesting, Extinction Rebellion, Familia Latin Unida, Sin Fronteras, Global Refugee Relief Fund, Haitian Bridge Alliance, Hand in Hand, the Domestic Employers Network, Immigration for All, Indivisible, Denver Chapter, there's Indivisible again, Indivisible Nation, BK, J Street Jews Against Anti-Muslim Racism, Jews Say No, Justice for Migrant Women, Tarrant County Democrats, Lawyers for Good Government, LULAC, Florida, Methodist Federation for Social Action, Moms Rising, National Council of Jewish Women, National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, National Partnership for Women and Families, New American Leaders, New York Immigration Coalition, Next Gen America, Occupy San Francisco, Our Revolution, Cape Cod, People for the American Way, Resist Trump's Tuesdays, MoveOn.org, ResistBot, Side with Love, Campaign Trua, The Ravine Call for Human Rights, The Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, The Revolutionary Love Project, The Shalom Center, The Swell Collective and Human Rights, The Torah Trumps Hate, Ultraviolet, Unitarian Universalist Association, Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, Universidad Popular California, Win Without War, there's that one again, World Media Group / ALM Enterprises. Now think about this, folks. There's a lot of groups in this list that are about foreigners' rights. There's a lot of groups in this list that are about, you know, alien rights, legal or illegal. And I do say illegal. I don't say undocumented, because undocumented means illegal. If you don't have your documents and you come into this country illegally, if you cross that border without being documented and without being processed, if you don't apply for citizenship or some kind of visa, you're illegal. That's just the bottom line. And I don't care if anybody likes this or not, it's the truth. But these groups, most of them are pushing for helping these people that's coming over here breaking our laws to become not citizens, but residents in our country. And if you notice, too, they're also pushing to give them the vote. Follow your news. Follow your news. What's this about, folks? This is about an overtake. The best way to overtake us is to get a lot of people in here that don't like us to start with and then turn them loose. We're already got ties to foreign people that's helping to put this on in our country. They've been caught, some of them coming in the streets. They get arrested, and they just got off a plane from somewhere else, you know, like 6 hours ago. And so, I mean, this is a world attack, and we're under fire. We're one of the worst ones getting it right now. And the reason for that is we're the most powerful nation on earth. We have a chance to become the weakest nation on earth if we don't do something about it. Now, there's some interesting things I want to talk to you about in a paragraph here. It says, changes in federal election laws have impacted groups like Move On. The McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform legislation, which went into effect in 2002, allows political parties to raise larger amounts of hard money contributions, but bans unlimited soft money contributions to the national political parties and prohibits federal office holders from soliciting soft money. Well, ain't that something? They finally put a law in that stopped them from soliciting money from special interest groups. Move On, like many other political organizations, see, they're political, which sought to influence the 2004 election, was able to circumvent this legislation using a 527 group, which became inactive 2005 and closed in 2008. Okay, so this is a group that they look at the law and say, okay, we can't do this way, and we can't get money this way. We'll go around the law. We'll make another way to do it. Okay? I hope that makes you mad. I hope it makes you mad. I hope it lets you realize how deeply this thing's going. They'll do anything. They'll circumvent the law. They'll find ways to weasel around it and everything just to get this agenda through. And they've been going at this, like Deborah said, MoveOn's been going at it since 1998. These other groups have since then joined the fight. And like we said, there's hundreds of them. Just about every group we look into, we find more groups. Just about every crooked person we look into, we find more crooked people. In preparation for the 2006 midterm elections, MoveOn created a system for soliciting potential voters named Call for Change. As part of the Call for Change effort, MoveOn reported that it placed over 7 million phone calls to registered voters. 7 million phone calls. Can you imagine how many people it takes to put out 7 million phone calls? You see why I'm saying we need people to get together? We need people to start working together? These are highly organized, highly staffed, highly paid for, highly financed organizations. These are organizations that's been out here for a long time working to undermine the fabric of the American economy, the fabric of the American dream, the fabric of America itself, and to tear in shreds the fabric of our Constitution. They don't care what the Constitution says. They don't care what you think. They don't care what I think. They don't care about what anybody thinks, but what their organizations think. And we have become a council society where if you don't agree with the minority, they cancel you. They shout you down. They talk over you. They're rude to you. They put you down. They try to publicly embarrass you. They take and they dox you and turn out all of your information for everybody to see. You know, they do anything they can to assault you. And if that don't work, then they will beat you down. They will kill you. We've seen it in the streets. We've seen it. They've got, you know, they can't beat the cops. So what do? Put a $30,000 bounty on their head. They can't beat the Patriots. What do they do? Put a $5,000 bounty on their head. And then they put a $10,000 bounty on the people that lead the Patriot groups. This is the kind of things that's going on, folks. You don't hear about it on the news because it doesn't fit the agenda. And on May 16th, MoveOn debuted signon.org, a nonprofit hosting service for internet petitions. So if you get a petition from a group called signon.org, make sure you read it real well and it's something you want to sign. You know, I can think about there was a vote in Maine when I lived there, and that vote was on the issue of gay marriage. And it was written in such a way that yes meant no and no meant yes. And it fooled a lot of people. And they voted not knowing what it was. And then when they realized what they'd done, it took a referendum to turn it around. And when I was still there, that was in effect. But later it passed. I wasn't there for that vote to see how it was worded or whatever, but I would just about guess it might have been the same thing again. Okay? Now, here's an interesting little tidbit off this page. If you remember, we talked about Monday evening after Dr. Hall was on about the Second Amendment, we talked about Fox News. And Fox News could not do the debate as of March 7th and 19th because the DNC said no. They wasn't going to have Fox News do it. Okay. Then we gave you a list of things that happened. You can go back to the September 28th show and you can listen to the second half of it. I suggest you listen to it all because Dr. Hall was fantastic. But you can listen to that second half and we will give you a list of the things that happened between March 7th and March 30th. Of 2019, and that will show you why Fox is now putting on the debates. Okay, But anyway, Fox News criticized the organization, MoveOn.com, after it successfully encouraged the 2008 Democrat presidential candidates not to attend two debates sponsored by the network. Fox News advisor David Rhodes and the network's commentators Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly have also made accusations that MoveOn.org owns the Democratic Party and George Soros owns MoveOn.org. Okay. Well, Fox News has changed a whole lot since 2008. They've changed since 2019 when there was a buyout on a large part of it. Rupert Murdoch now only owns 39% of it. His son has taken it over and runs it. And it's not the same station it used to be. And we have more than once brought out why since we started this. If you remember the debates, I told everybody to watch Chris Wallace. Listen to the candidates, make up your mind, but watch Chris Wallace. Now I'm seeing petitions from both sides, both the Democrats and the Republicans, who are calling for Chris Wallace to be fired. What an idea. People must have watched Chris Wallace. Thank you. Our listeners, maybe they talked to other people, but the word got out or something because people watched Chris Wallace. They were very, very sorely upset with his handling of it. Now, MoveOn.org has grown into a major political force. You've heard them say in this episode that they tried to influence the political election in 2008. You heard them say that they also pushed for the impeachment to be dropped for Bill Clinton. Okay? You've heard them say that they have pushed for many liberal agendas, such as, you know, the illegal aliens and closing the what they call the camps. They're not camps, they're detention centers. They're very clean. They're not the most comfortable place in the world. But hey, if you walk 3,000 miles, you ride in closed semis in the heat, and you ride on flatbeds, and you do anything you can to get here illegally, you know, three hots and a cot's a pretty good deal, I think, until you sent back. All you had to do was stop at the country next to you and apply for asylum. If you were approved, you'd have been brought in legally. So when you break the law, you're supposed to go to jail. But we found out last night that due to Mr. Soros putting a lot of money into elections of progressive DAs, that's not the case anymore. You go out in the streets, you can go out in the street and you commit all kinds of crime. They give you a ticket when they get you to the jailhouse and they cut you loose. And they even set loose a guy that had two murder warrants against him. So you go figure that, okay? But then they turned around and Move On Pack, actionforum.com, virtual primary, take back the White House, Fahrenheit 9/11, Facebook and Beacon, 2008 presidential endorsement, 2016 elections actions, after the 2016 election, 2019 campaign to impeach Donald Trump, 2019 leadership change. These are all things that they've been involved with, okay? They've tried to interfere in impeachment. They've tried to interfere in elections. They've tried to interfere in our customs and border patrol. They've been for getting rid of the border patrol. They're for getting rid of your police department. They're for getting rid of any type of law enforcement. Where are you going to be? Now, you know, the law enforcement's containing these in these big cities right now, not letting them get out into the countryside too much, although Oregon was an exception. And Oregon looks like it's been dropped a bomb on. There's been so much fire up there. And they, like I've said, every night there's fire burning from the West Coast, a third of the way across the country already. These fires are not all just accidental. These fires are set. We found evidence of where they've been set. The police have found evidence where they've been set. And even though they won't admit it, they've locked up Antifa members that have set these fires, some of them. So it's really going to be interesting. We have made contact with an intermediary. I want to talk about those fires for a second. We've made contact today with an intermediary, someone who had witnessed someone trying to set fire to some hay bales across the street from their home. And we're hoping this intermediary contact can get us in contact with the person that made the video. Facebook censored it. You know, they fact-checked it. Anything that doesn't fit their agenda, they claim to be untrue. They use places like Snopes, which the people that run Snopes has got a questionable history themselves. It's a man and woman. It's a mom and pop out of the basement type of operation. You can believe these fact checkers if you want, but if you sit and watch something with your own eyes and then they fact check it and call it wrong, then you'll wake up and realize, because I've seen that more than once. I'm very astute at what's going on around me. I'm very astute about what's going on in our country. I'm constantly watching what's going on. I see things happen, and then I see Facebook turn around and censor them. And they have even pulled me from Facebook, along with 26,000 other patriots and patriot groups. But I'm still on the air. I'm still on the air. I'm going to stay on the air. I'm going to stay on somehow. I am around. I am around. Okay? But now I want to go down to this last part on here for a second. It says, this is from http://www.factcheck.org states, Move On organization has grown into a political force. Okay, here we go again. It's a political force. This is one of their fact checkers. Okay. Both at the grassroots and national level. It was a 527 committee that took unlimited contributions from major Democratic donors. Okay, why would they be taking contributions from major Democratic donors? Because they are pushing the Democratic narrative. It's plain and simple. They're pushing that Democratic narrative, you know, the liberal narrative. We don't see Democrats like we had when we were kids. I mean, I'm 60 years old. I was a Democrat for a long time. And I finally woke up when it started changing and, you know, seeing what was going on. But the Democrats have changed. They're not the people they used to be. They're liberal. They're actually fascist. They believe in Marxism. They believe in communism and socialism. If you don't believe me, look up the Democratic Socialist Party. You will find a list of anybody and everybody that is in your government. I believe there was even one county judge and all the way up from there, maybe an alderman even, all the way up into the Senate of the United States, Congress, Senate, all of them. And you'd be surprised the first couple pictures that pop. No, you won't be surprised because you already know. The first couple pictures. Page. So if you want to look it up, just go to Wikipedia, look up Democratic Socialist Party, and see what you find. If you go down through there, you work through the links, you'll find the list for, I believe the list for the ones that's out of office is showing, but you got to click through the links down below that to find the list, and it's toward the bottom of the page to find the list of all the ones that are currently in office. Then, I want to go on from there. They accepted these major donations from Democratic donors. You know, and we heard how they skirted around that and managed to keep getting money that they weren't supposed to be getting during the 2004 presidential campaign. MoveOn.org was the seventh largest 527 committee and spent, catch this, $21 million, according to the Center of Responsive Politics. And here's the tie again. You know, everybody has said, you know, George Soros is paying for this stuff. And I've had a lot of people ask me when we first started the broadcast, American Patriots have responded, if you know where this money's coming from, why don't you expose it? Well, we knew where it was coming from because we have people that go on the dark web and find things out just like the bad guys can. And we knew where the money was coming from, but we've got to have it on paper. We've got to have it on paper. So when we do these shows and we get stuff off the internet or we get it in another way, we have it documented on paper. That way we can prove where it come from, okay? We don't get on here and just spout off our ideas. We get on out here and we give you the facts. Like I say, now I've had a little bit of opinion in this show, and you can take my opinion or you can leave it. But when you leave here tonight, you leave with the facts. You leave with the truth. You don't get that on the news. If you turn on CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News now, you turn on ABC, CBS, NBC, you turn on these stations, and all you get is a pre-programmed narrative. They all use the same buzzwords. They all use the same phrases. They all push the same agendas. And it makes you sick because after a while, you can flip the channel back and forth, and you forget which station you're watching because it's all the same. It's all the same. When we were kids, I remember Walter Cronkite. He would get on the television, and he'd say, this happened today. This is who did it. This is where it happened. This is when it happened. And this is what the police are saying are the cause of that. He wouldn't say, well, today a woman got run over crossing the street by a car that had an accelerator stuck and the brakes went out. That would be something like he would say. Today that would be spun. Poor black woman across the street is run down by racist, misogynistic white man, old white angry male, let me change that, by an old white angry male who floorboarded his car and never hit the brakes. That is the difference between telling the news and spinning the news. I don't spin the news. We don't spin the news. We give you the facts. Okay. But it goes on to say in here that a dish initial donors included George Soros. Here he is again. Remember? He's the one that pulled together the Democratic response or whatever it was, alliance, that we talked about the other night that had like 71 of them on the page. Then we found out there were 100, and now we're finding out there's more. He and Tom Steyer, who also ran for president, are over this group, this conglomerate of these action committees that's pulling this stuff off in our street. They're over it. And here again is George. Oh, and by the way, if you missed the show, they financially support all those groups. And also, there's a request for every member that supports these groups, every wealthy member that supports these groups that's in this alliance, they're supposed to donate a minimum of $200,000 a year to Black Lives Matter. So it's dogmatic, practically, that you've got to do that. You've got to support BLM. Okay, initial donors included George Soros. Well, ain't that just dandy? His name's coming up everywhere, folks, isn't it? And to my friend Brenda Darlene, if you're listening tonight, honey, you asked me to come out with the the facts about where the money's going, and we're doing it. We're doing it tonight. We're doing it every night. We're going to keep this going. We're setting up a big string board. And when we get done, we're going to trace that money from place to place. We're going to figure out how it's laundered. We're going to figure out where it's going, who it's coming from. And it didn't take us to get ourselves in a jam like Grandpa did to start asking these questions. We've been asking these questions since before this organization started. I was asking these questions and digging into it. And now I've got an investigative team that's helping me. And they are doing a very grand job. I hope that you enjoy listening to what they're bringing you on this, because I think this is very informative. Normally we do breaking news on our show and commentary on current events, but we haven't done that. There is one current event I do want to talk about, though. It's not even in my itinerary tonight. But there was an agreement, evidently, between the president and Vice President Joe Biden, that before the debate the other night, that they were going to both have a drug test. They were both, and any earpieces or whatever were supposed to be inspected to make sure that they were hearing aids only. It seems that when they got ready for the debate, according to the reports, they're denying it now, but according to the reports, Joe Biden's team backed out and wouldn't agree to the drug test. They wouldn't agree to the hearing aids being checked. He just recently started wearing them leading up to the debate. There's a question is, were they actually hearing aids or were they devices? It seemed awful funny that Vice President Biden was able to suddenly coherently quote facts and figures when he has failed so miserably on TV shows and been propped up by hosts who finish his sentences for him or tell him what he's trying to talk about and carry him along the interview. I'm not picking sides in this fight, but I'm just saying there's something suspicious here, folks. So be aware. Watch the next election. The next debate, if there is one, they're already saying, oh, well, we don't know if we're going to do the next two. Because they're using an excuse that Donald Trump kept interrupting Joe Biden. But if you go back, you watch it from the beginning, you're going to find out the first round of questions went without interruption. Then the next round went without interruption. I think it was the third round that Mr. Biden interrupted the president several times. I do not appreciate, and this is my opinion, this has nothing to do with Citizens Against Terrorism, but I do not appreciate being sitting and watching a debate when anyone calls the president of the United States a liar, a clown, an idiot, or any other of the words that he called him that night. Mr. Trump did fight back. He told Joe that, he told Joe, don't tell me you're a smart man. Wouldn't you if you were treated that way? If somebody starts interrupting you, aren't you going to start interrupting them? So that's enough said on that. I'm not telling you to vote for either one, and I'm not telling you who I'm voting for. But I'm telling you that it was a disgrace, what I saw. And I'm very upset that someone, you don't have to like the president. You don't have to like him. You don't have to vote for him. But as long as he's in office, if you can't show him respect, show respect to the office of the president. That is the highest office in the land, and it's ours. And anybody that would stand up that way and disrespect the office of president is a disgrace in their self. Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit about our organization for a minute, Citizens Against Terrorism. We do work with the police. We go into the streets. We help them with this turmoil that's going on in the streets. We do help keep the peace. We do protect the citizens. We do protect the neighborhoods. We protect the property, the churches, the schools, the libraries, the municipal buildings, the police stations, anything we can protect. We go into a town. We let the police know we're there. If they're willing to work with us, we work with them. But make no mistake, if they are not protecting you, we will to the best of our ability. We are, a lot of us are either prior military or law enforcement or something like that. We know how to handle ourselves in crowds. We know how to deal with these people. And, you know, I think it's a disgrace that the major at Louisville, Kentucky, was recently discharged from the police department because she, in an internal memo to her officers, called the protesters that are trying to kill them thugs. And I think that that is a disgrace and a black mark on Louisville that they would discharge her for something like that. But anyway, Citizens Against Terrorism, we support our police department. In most places we go, the police are glad to see us. They thank us for coming. You know, and we talk to them. We have a good fellowship with them, and they know they can depend on us to have their backs. If you hurt an officer, we're going to get in your way. If an officer goes down, we're going to get him to safety. And if an officer is wounded and we can't get him to safety, we'll perform first aid ourselves for him. But we will do everything we can to keep an officer alive. Make no mistake, if you try to make a move on an officer and try to harm an officer, kill an officer, and we're present, your days are limited. We will take you out on the spot. We do not allow people to go around killing people of any race or background or political persuasion or anything else. With that said, we also work with the National Guard, or we'll work without them in cases of emergency. We've had people getting people out of the fires in Oregon. We've had people getting people out of the floods in Florida. And we've had people helping to repair buildings down in Alabama after the hurricane. So we are an active organization, but that is not all we do. We also go around our neighborhoods. We create a neighborly feeling in our neighborhoods by doing random acts of kindness. We don't let you know who we are. We just do something, and it's a kind movement for you. The other thing we're doing is we're trying to set up places. Once this is out of the way, we're going to try to set up places where you can come get help for food. You can get help for utilities. You'll be able to get help to get things that you can't get on food stamps, such as soap, shampoo, toothpaste, deodorant, laundry soap, dish soap, toilet paper, and feminine hygiene products, to name a few of the things that we're going to try to supply. But all this takes money. We are now working under as a 501c3. We're waiting for our final determination letter to come. If you'd like to contribute to us right now until we can get the pages set up, if you will message me at citizensagainstterrorism@yahoo.com, I will get back with you and tell you how you can give us some support. It takes a lot of money to do this. It takes a lot of money to bring you this show. It takes a lot of money to be out in the streets. It's easy to spend $100 just getting from where I live to Louisville to help the people of Louisville. And that's just for gasoline. But we do it. So we need things to help us support. We need things for our office. We do want to start a live streaming pretty soon. And when we start that, we'll be bringing you these live streams from the events, and you can see for yourself what's really going on. And we will try to make it where you can see it. So if you'd be interested in our organization, go to citizensagainstterrorism.org, citizensagainstterrorism.org. That will take you to our website. And if you see it and you like it and you think you'd like to be part of us, if you'd like to be part of the help center, if you'd like to be part of anything, we can use even handicapped people to help us do our clerical work. There's room for everybody. Just go to the top of the page, hit the Facebook rally point. It takes you to our Facebook page. You hit the join button if you want to join, and then we will take and we will look at you. If we think that you're suitable for the organization, we'll contact you with information about how to be an actual member. And with that said, I just want to say I would appreciate it if you would go to the bottom of the show description today. We have links posted, and on that link is the YouTube link. We'd like to be able to go YouTube Live at any time, but we have to have 1,000 subscribers. So if you will go down to that link, and if you will hit the subscribe button when you get to that page, we'd appreciate it. So when we get the subscribers and everything going, then we can start going live on YouTube. Until then, I want to thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great night, and God bless America.